Amen. Praise God. Well, happy Father's Day. And you know we get into this thing about happy Father's Day, happy Father's babe, but happy Father's Day, Father. That's the number one Father. Amen. Amen. You know, our Heavenly Father's not easily offended. He's patient, He's long-suffering, and His loving kindness is everlasting. Man, what do we earthly fathers need to be like? Amen? Ooh, I know sometimes I've been not too patient sometimes. And I'm not going to get, we're not going to do the confession thing of everyone. You know, and sometimes we're not too patient with our kids, but our Heavenly Father is. But I wonder if He doesn't get offended at the ways that we treat Him sometimes. We need to just think about it, the ways that we treat Him. Being a father is more than just being able to supply the seed of life. It truly is more spiritual than physical. It's a matter of the heart, a heart for God, a heart for family, and a heart for children. To bless your children, you have to help them interpret life's action in light of God's word in your life and in with your words. As we go, I'm going to share some things this morning that kind of goes back to what I've shared last Sunday and in the Sunday maybe before. It seemed like that's all I preached about is our nation and some things that are going. But if our lives, fathers, are based on the word of God, your children will see you walk in the truth, the fullness, and the fruitfulness of life. Your words will support your lifestyle and not carry the emptiness of an old, stale, hollow theology. You know, it's not about religion. It's not about religion. It's about a walk with the Father, a walk with God. It's about a relationship. You know, we talk about it constantly, but our walk with Him is about a relationship with Him. I want Wanda to read Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 16.
Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see. And ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
In this scripture, it speaks of Israel losing their way. The prophet told them they must go find the old road, the old ways back to God. America also has lost the old road. God's calling for a generation. And this is about encouraging each one of us. Like Sandy and I were talking about it the other day at the office, and sometimes I come up with, but anyway, I'll maybe get into what that conversation was. But God is calling for a generation of passionate warriors to rise up and boldly declare, we're going to find the old road. We're going to go back to the ways of God. We're going to do that as a nation, as a people, and as a nation. We're going to do that, and I'm encouraging us. We talked about it several times, but we need to be praying. We need to be interceding. We need to be standing up and praying that our nation is going to come back to God. That's our only hope. That's our only salvation. We're going to find the old road. Come, excuse my French, hell or high water. Or persecution. Or mocking. You know, you might be mocked when you start just saying, this is what God says, this is what God says, this is what the Lord says, this is what the Word of God says. You might be criticized. And you might be mocked, and you need to be saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But we're going to find the way back to God's plan and God's purpose for America. Amen? Amen. Confusion in our culture today is just like it was thousands of years ago when the people of God had abandoned God. Out of their arrogance and defiance of God, Nimrod led a group to build a tower to worship Zodiac, which is just another form of self-gratification. What are we doing? What are people doing today? They're raising up and worshiping God just in self-gratification. All we can think about is what's good for me. What's good for me? What happened? God, on his part, sent them a spirit of confusion. Remember the story of the Tower of Babel? Their speech became unintelligent. Today we see, you know, after the thing that happened in Orlando, not just that thing, but everything else, today we see and talk out of sheer frustration of the babbling of our own culture. Nothing highlights this spirit of confusion and brings it to the surface more than what we're seeing going on today. I mean, everybody's blaming everything. Everybody's blaming everything. In the Islamic radical terrorism, the fingers of blame are now pointing everywhere except where they should be pointing. In the response to the Orlando, and I don't know about y'all, but I get so tired of hearing about it on the TV, on the news. They just go on and on, and this one's blaming this, and this is blaming that, and this is blaming that, and everything else. I mean, there was fingers pointed at God. God did it. Pointed at Islam as a whole, not the radical terrorism, but Islam as a whole, or in every bizarre way pointed at you know, there was even a tweet going on by an ACLU staff attorney blaming conservative Christians for that happening. Because they said that conservative Christians had come against the homosexuals. Well, praise God, we need to be praying for those people. But do you see, it is the Christian Bible that can tell us what's going on. Throughout Scripture, we clearly see that whenever God is out, confusion is in. Tell y'all that this nation has forgot God. I'm not talking about you, not a lot of believers, but as in the nation as a whole, has just forgotten God. Our courts, our government, our society have long since convinced themselves that biblical morality and biblical absolutes have no place in modern civilized society. And it breaks my heart. And it ought to break all of our hearts, amen? And I know we're praying, but maybe we need to dedicate ourselves to say we're going to pray harder. And we're going to intercede more. But our courts and our government and our society have convinced themselves that biblical morality or biblical absolutes have no place in this modern society. The absolutes are obsolete. That's the way they feel. But whether they know it or not, rejecting God's moral absolutes, they also reject the very God who authored those absolutes. When you reject the absolutes, you reject the God that authored the absolutes. When God is rejected, His Spirit departs our shore. What happened to Israel? When Israel turned away from God, when they started worshiping just junk and self-gratification and self-things, what happened? The Spirit of God left. God is rejected, His Spirit departs our shore. It's like flipping that switch to the off position of the lights. Only in this case, the light of the world goes out. God does not sit in heaven thinking, "How can I hurt these people?" That's not what He's thinking. That's not what He's doing. Instead, we're only experiencing the natural result of our rejecting Him. The confusion that's going on in this nation today. I call it confusion. And when everybody starts blaming this, blaming that, you know, first thing that comes up is it's all about guns. You know, it's all about God. It's all about Christianity. It's all about this. All about that. When that happens, like I said before, a while ago, the lights are going out. The Spirit of God is leaving. We're only experiencing the natural result of our rejecting Him. I know that doesn't make sense to the spiritually blind. I mean, you can go talk to people that don't know Jesus, and they can't comprehend that. It doesn't make sense to them. For them, unfortunately, it makes no difference whether the light is off or the light is on. They don't think that the Spirit of God is leaving. Amen? But the children of God, the children of light, us, we need to understand our actions have consequences. You know, long ago Israel had likewise persisted in compromising their faith in God. You can go back and read it over and over again in the Old Testament. Amen? They had persisted in compromising their faith in God. They worshiped self-serving gods and left God no choice but to depart. And when God's spirits departed, the Babylonian terrorist showed up. What's going on in the United States? The terrorists are showing up. I mean, we need to be real with ourselves, amen? You know, you say, well, Pastor Art, that's not an uplifting and an upgoing message, and it's not making my little heart go patter-patter and make me feel good. No, it doesn't make you feel good. Maybe it'll drive you to your knees. I'm praying and I'm seeking God. I mean, I'm not talking about praying for our nation. Yes, we're praying for our nation, but maybe we need to come together once a week or sometimes. I don't know. I don't want to do it out of the flesh. You know, ministers of God are easy. We're easy to just have another meeting. Let's have another deal, you know. No, I want it to be something. If God said, okay, I want everybody to come together. Of course, what I've been encouraging is everybody pray on their own. Amen? Pray. If you don't have time to pray, ask God to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he'll do it. I'm a good example of that. And sometimes even when you pray, he still wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, pray some more. Amen? I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, it gets your attention pretty easy. You know, no TV, no this, no that, no business deals, no all that stuff, you know. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're supposed to be snoring, you know. But that's what happens. But I just want to encourage, I'm encouraging each one. Back when Israel turned away from God and started worshiping self-gods, other things, the confusion came in. Even the prophets of back then were pointing fingers and blaming each other for the disaster. All the false prophets who opposed the prophet of God, Jeremiah, they wanted to kill him because he had prophesied what was about to come and what had come. He had prophesied that unless God's people don't turn around and start worshiping God and serving God, the terrorists are coming. I don't know about y'all, but that's kind of scary. Maybe it needs to be kind of scary. Amen? We need to say, God, come. We got to rend our hearts in repentance on behalf of our nation. We need to cry out to God. And there used to be a song, and I don't remember how the whole thing went, but it's, come back, God, come back to our land. Come back to our land. We need to keep asking that he will come back and visit this land. I know it says in Psalms 51:17, a contrite and broken heart God will not despise. And I just want to encourage you. I want to ask you to pray. I know many of you are praying, but pray harder. Intercede for this nation. Intercede that the absolutes come back. The morality comes back. How is the morality going to come back? Our government, our judges, those people have got to start seeing the Word of God and what God says. And we need, you know, we can't get on our, go up there and say, but I guarantee you we can pray and we can pray and we can get on our knees and we can pray and God can move upon those people, or he can eliminate them. He can get them out of there. Ooh, that'd be scary, wouldn't it? Anyway, I want to encourage all of us to do that. Can we do that? Can we be praying for this nation? You know, this nation was created. God had a plan. Has a plan for this nation. It's been a mighty nation. And I'm not ready to throw in the towel and say it's over, because we're still basically the only hope in the world. Amen? I mean, we're the light. We need to be the light. So let's pray. Lord, we believe that You had a very specific reason for putting this nation together. You had a reason for the ones you sent here to establish it. You set everything and everyone up just exactly so. Over the last 200 years, we have made a bit of a mess, and that we have wandered away from that intent, and we decided we wanted to rule ourselves. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. And put us back on your path. Lord, forgive us, this nation, and put us back on your path. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We exalt you as you're able to make that happen in just a moment. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, move on us. Even if it needs to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Lord, move on us to pray, to intercede, that your spirit will fall on this nation. Your spirit will fall and people will come back to you. Come back to you, Lord, that your morality, your word will rule and reign once more. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.